my children actually go to a school that's around a 30-kilometre one-way trip. So I'm travelling quite a distance. So I'm travelling 60 k's in the morning and 60 k's in an afternoon. So that's a total of 120 kilometres a day to get my little ones to school. And whilst I know that's probably not a huge shock factor, as some people live in all sorts of remote parts of the country and travel way further than that, it wasn't a planned thing for us. So the impact to our children in terms of travel times are huge because of this landslide and the detour. So the workaround for us is actually to change school and daycare. So I've got a prep student who loves the school she goes to and a little girl that's three in daycare. So the impact for us is that we need to change our children's schooling, but it's also for my children. You know, they're going to change everything they know about school and daycare. So it's actually quite a significant impact when we think about what they will go through in the next couple of weeks based on the time frame. I feel as though if it was only a 6-month time frame for completion, we'd keep our children, you know, in the same school and daycare, but we're looking at 2+ years. It's a long time to be driving 120 kilometres a day.